Well, praise the Lord. Another day. Praise God for it. Well, I want to talk to some people that are not going to church. So everybody that has a good pastor that's teaching them what they need, praise God for it. You know what? Praise the Lord for pastors, because they really are needed. But there's a lot of folks, and that's the people I'd like to speak to right now, that are not going to church for one reason or another. Mainly, I just want to touch base on some of the aspects of our walk, and the tongue walk, the mouth thing, is something that I think is very important as far as our relationship with the Lord. It really is gonna interfere if we don't nail that tongue right down. Just nail that thing down so that all it does is walk in love. And it doesn't criticize anybody at all, ever. Because if you criticize, then you have pride, and that's sin. And there's sin, all kinds of sin. James said the tongue was a wicked thing, just setting the members to set on fire by hell. It's just going to burn everything to the ground. It's just, it's a hard thing to nail down. But there's basic guidelines that we've been given not to criticize or complain or grumble or murmur or backbite or slander or to speak evil of anybody or anything ever. That's all, yeah. Yeah, that's all. Speaking evil is pretty much anything other than a blessing. If you say so-and-so is not feeling very good today, that's actually classified as a curse in the Bible, because you're proclaiming death, sickness, and death. It's kind of foreign to a normal person, the concepts that are in the Bible. But in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it explains that we're supposed to speak life and blessing, not death and cursing. So when you speak a negative thing, that's called a curse. It's that simple. It's that easy to get way off base. And it takes a lot of studying to understand how fine the line is. The life of Christ, the walk of Christ. That's our job, is to walk the walk of Christ. We're His body. And we're supposed to behave like He behaved. Yeah. He says, those that believe on me will do the works that I do. Yeah. So praise the Lord. You know what? Praise the Lord. And we need to learn how to walk in the kind of agape love that He did and does. We need to really ask and pray to get filled up with the Holy Spirit all the time. It's an easy thing to do if you can remember to do it. And then that's what it takes. We got to have His Holy Spirit to give us the fruit that we need. You can't have fruit unless you have roots and you're sucking sap and out of the right tree. So, Lord be with you in this. Just wanted to touch base on a few important aspects of that tongue thing with the folks that don't have pastors. So they're not going to hear it from the pastor. So I'm volunteering to touch base on these things because it's on my heart. Because I find a lot of folks out there that are basically out of control. And they need, you know what, and they don't go to church. So they don't have a pastor to explain to them to nail down the tongue. Crucify that thing. In Jesus' name. Okay, praise the Lord. God bless you. Bye.